The European fiscal plan doesn't include the UK. So what are the consequences for the rest of us?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Borrowing costs for Italy are a lot lower today, with bond buyers feeling a little more confident about a European plan to avert another debt crisis. Details of the plan aren't out yet, but we do know this. A handful of EU countries did not sign onto the deal, including the UK. How could that play out? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
By turning its back on its European neighbors, Britain protected some of its short-term interests.
They don't take on any financial obligation, any oversight of their own fiscal affairs.
Gary Huffbauer is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says Britain benefited by not having to chip in for a bailout fund. Also, the Brits didn't like the Euro deal's potential for new regulations and a possible tax on financial transactions. London's financial center is as big as or bigger than New York's.
It is a major industry in London, and it is a powerhouse in the world, and the British are not going to give that up.
What the British do give up is influence over European affairs. And Huffbauer says the decision could come back to haunt the UK.
If Britain comes up on hard times, it will not be able to look to Europe for help.
Going forward, Britain still needs to negotiate with the continent about everything from trade to immigration. And some of the spurned European leaders will likely be looking for payback. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Here at home, the Federal Reserve has its last meeting of the year tomorrow, and economists and bankers will pore over the Fed's statements to interpret its opinions and its plans. But this week, the Fed is expected to announce a little more transparency, so maybe a little less poring. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us live now from our Washington Bureau with the latest on that. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, why is the Fed trying to be more clear about its plans?
Well, the Federal Reserve is talking about being more upfront about its projections and its targets for short-term interest rates and its view of the jobs picture and inflation. Now, why? Well, the point is to help shape expectations for consumers and businesses trying to plan what their future borrowing costs might be. This morning, I spoke to Justin Urquhart-Stewart over at Seven Investments in London, and he goes back to that old metaphor of uncharted waters. Well, in times like these, the Fed needs creative tools like better and clearer communications to win the public's trust.
Yes, there's a hand on the tiller. The tiller's on a boat and the boat's in a storm, but there's a problem. Unfortunately, the charts that we had before don't seem to cover this particular part of the ocean. And so, therefore, what they're trying to do is to look at other ways in which they can actually provide some level of direction and steering.
Mm. All right. Sometimes what the Federal Reserve does seems like it really won't impact the broader economy. Could this?
Well, it could help the markets. In other words, they could make sure that they don't freak out the markets. And at a time like this, you know, raise your hand if you want unpredictability and guessing games in investments. There is a risk here, though, that the public could see these projections as promises. And then the Fed would find it hard to change its mind when the conditions change.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are down at the moment. Asian markets were mixed today. The movie New Year's Eve led the weekend to the box office, but Tinseltown hasn't been very tinsely the past couple of weekends. The worst overall showings of the year the past two weekends. Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 186 points to end the day and the week at 12,184.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
American Airlines parent firm AMR is expected in U.S. bankruptcy court today in New York. And going forward, not only will American have to negotiate with its creditors, it'll also have to figure out what to do with its big pension plan. Well, one possibility is that American would turn its employee pensions over to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. The PBGC was set up by the federal government as an independent agency to safeguard against employees losing their pensions when companies go bankrupt or go under. Josh Gottbaum is director of the PBGC, and he's with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. Will American Airlines eventually turn over their pensions, do you think, in their bankruptcy over to you guys?
No one knows for sure yet, but it's pretty clear that they're thinking about it, and that's enough to engage us.
Engage you? Like, are you troubled by that? Do you think you can cover it?
The job of the PBGC is when companies can't take over their plans to step in and make sure that people get a pension. However, it is always better for employees to get the plan that their employer originally promised them for two reasons. One is we don't cover health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And two is there's a dollar maximum on the pension that we can pay. And as it happens, airline pensions are very often go above our dollar maximum.
I want to talk a little bit about your corporation. It's sort of a corporation that's charged with being a backstop, but you may need a backstop too because your agency is already in a pretty big hole, right? There's a possibility that you guys might even need a taxpayer bailout.
The way we pay our benefits is we, like insurance companies, we charge premiums to pension plans. And unfortunately, the history has been that those premiums have been determined by the Congress and they have been too low. So what has happened every couple of years is we have gone to the Congress and said, look, the premiums are too low. The PBGC deficit is getting larger. You got to raise the premiums. And more than a dozen times in the 37 years we've been in existence, Congress has said, yes, we're going to raise them. And we think that's going to continue to happen.
What is it going to do to the agency if you have to take on American Airlines pensions? I mean, an agency that's already, like, having to tighten its belt.
If we take over Americans' pensions, we're going to pay those benefits. We will, as we've already done, go back to the Congress and say, Congress, do the right thing and let PBGC set realistic premiums.
Josh Gottbaum, director of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Mr. Gottbaum, thank you.
Glad to help.
I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Not so long ago, Egypt was all about government by nepotism.
We've been capitalizing on connections that the average farmer cannot have in terms of marketing, economy of scale, access to water.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Post-revolution Egyptians turn their attention to feeding themselves. Our series, Food for 9 Billion, resumes next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.